Today we have the great success of beginning the third chelek of Mishnah Brura Hilcha Shabbos in the Dirshu cycle. So this is for Erev Shavuos, and we've never done this before, so I don't know how long each year is going to take, but the goal I think will be to try to read the Mechaber Ramah and Mishnah Brura inside, and maybe just point out a couple of things from the Bir Halacha and from Dirshu and other things as they come to mind, and we'll see how it goes. We'll see what the if the Chever reacts to that, or if we need something a little bit different. So that's the plan. So anyway, so says the Mechaber, Simen Reish Membe Si'if Aleph. Afilu Mishat Tzarech L'Acher Mish L'Mat Mishalo. Even if a person needs support from other people, he doesn't have very much money, as long as he has a little bit of his own, Tzarech L'Zarei Zatzmo L'Chabed Es HaShabbos. A person has to work hard in order to be Mechabed Shabbos. Being Mechabed Shabbos means spending money. So a person's going to have to spend money on Shabbos, even if he normally relies on other people for help. That we only say that a person should sooner eat two meals, that a person should sooner eat two meals the way he does on a weekday, rather than eat three meals the way you're expected to do on a Shabbos. Unless we would only say that if a person is very, very desperate, he has a really, really hard time with parnasa, he mamish has nothing. So al kein tzarich letzamtzem b'shar yamim kedei lechabed haShabbos. But if it means that a person is going to have to be very frugal throughout the rest of the week and very careful in the way he spends the rest of the week in order to be Mechabed Shabbos properly, then that's what he's got to do. And being Mechabed Shabbos properly again means buying three meals for Shabbos. So even if that means eating a little bit less during the week, so that's what he's going to have to do rather than settle on only two meals for Shabbos. So now, Zak the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Aleph, Hinei Ikur Mitzvah Onik Shabbos Nisparish Lanu Al Yedei Nevi'im. The actual Mitzvah Onik Shabbos is explained to us in the Nevi'im, meaning it is not based on a pasuk in the Torah, the mitzvah of Onig Shabbos. The mitzvah appears in the Navi, Kmo Shneamar, the Karasa L'Shabbos Onig, the Yesh Poskim Shesvir Ludi Karim in HaTorah. And even though the pasuk is a pasuk in Navi, there are Rishonim that hold that it is a mitzvah min HaTorah, Shabbos Hu B'chal Mekrayi Kodesh, because the Shabbos is included in Mekrayi Kodesh, Shneamar, V'yom HaShvi Shabbos Mikra Kodesh. So Mikra Kodesh, Pirshu Chazal B'Sifra, Dainu L'Kadsho L'Chabdo B'Ksos Nekiyo L'Ango Bonig Achila V'Shtia. So Mikra Kodesh, what we're supposed to do is to be Mekadeshit, to be Mechabedit with nice clothing and with doing enjoyable things like eating and drinking. So that's all part of the mitzvah min HaTorah of Mikra Kodesh, is to spend money on eating good meals on Shabbos. In Sharetzi he points out that this is the shita of the Ramban in Parshas Emor, but he points out that in the Sefer HaChinuch and Beis Yosef hold that it's only midivrei sofrim, that it is not a din mida oraisa, and that's going to be critical to know that there are Rishonim that hold that it is not a din mida oraisa. For example, the Dirshu points out that if you have a moel who has a bris in a different city on Shabbos, and if he travels to that city, it's going to be a bittul of his own Shabbos. It's not going to be an enjoyable Shabbos at all, staying at some motel somewhere where he's far away from his family. So the Minchas Yitzchak writes in a Tshuvin, Chela Gimel, Simen Lamed Hei, that since according to many poskim, Oneg Shabbos is only a mitzvah midrabanan, and the mitzvah of Mila obviously is a mitzvah min HaTorah, the Mila would override that mitzvah midrabanan. So again, so far we said that the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos appears as a beferish of pasuk in Navi, so really it's only a mitzvah midrabanan Kabbalah, it would seem. Yet, there's a machlokas Rishonim, whether it's part of Mikra Kodesh, which would make it a requirement, Mida Oraisa. V'yifligu Chazal Ma'od b'mitzvah zova amru. Chazal really went to great extent to describe this mitzvah in the most glowing terms, and they said, D'kolamanigas Shabbos also nachla b'limitzarim. Anyone who enjoys Shabbos properly is going to receive an inheritance without any boundaries, meaning it's going to be something that's a limitless kind of bracha. V'nitzol mishibun malchios, and he's not going to have to suffer from Shibun Malchios, from the suffering that we have by being subjects to evil kings and kingdoms. V'zocha avor zel ashirus, and by keeping Shabbos, a person is going to become wealthy. V'ayin shab od kam mamar binyazeh, and there are many other mamari chazal about how important it is to be ma'aneg Shabbos. V'inei begeder mitzvah zo, yeshlosha mamari chazal, chazal b'zeh. As far as what this mitzvah demands of us, it seems that there are three conflicting messages in Chazal as far as what it demands of us, and the Mishnah is going to explain how they're not really in conflict with each other. They're describing different people in different circumstances. Number one, that the first level is that Chazal describe you should have the most delicious foods, the most expensive foods, have whatever it is in your time and place, people consider it to be the most chashuva foods. And the Shulchan Aruch is going to specify meat, wine, and other delicious things, because that's what in the time of the Shulchan Aruch was considered the most expensive, the most chashuv food. And then number two, we have Hada Amru Chazal tell us that even a little bit, but you did it for the sake of Kavod Shabbos, that's called Onek Shabbos. Even little tiny fish that are fried in oil, they're fried in their own fat. And number three, that you can even just have two meals on Shabbos rather than rely on help for other people. So level one is spend like crazy, level two is have a little something extra, and level three is don't have anything extra because you can't go and take money from other people. So how do we reconcile all three of these ma'amarim? The way to reconcile it is as follows. If you can afford it, so be mechabit it based on what, you know, as much as you can. And if things are a little more desperate and difficult for you, a lot more desperate and difficult for you, to the extent that you only have two meals worth of food, so rather eat those two meals only on Shabbos rather than take help from other people. You don't even need to eat a third meal, and certainly you don't need to add anything extra beyond what you would normally eat during your meals. And who's that middle category for? Someone who should have three meals but a little something extra. Someone who has the capacity, the financial wherewithal to buy three meals and a little something extra, should do so. He should buy three meals and a little something extra, even if that means he's going to have to curtail his spending significantly during the week. The Mishnah says a chiddush that what if a person doesn't have anything, so whatever he gets is going to be straight from tzedakah. How much does the tzedakah have to give him? So I would have thought that if a guy who can afford two meals has to buy two meals worth and should not go collecting for a third meal, because I say Shabbat Chachol v'atzitzarech lebrios, a guy who has nothing should for sure only collect two meals worth. So Mishmur says, not so. That if a guy has nothing and he's collecting anyway, let him collect three meals worth. And if he's an Adam Chubad, who normally was used to fancier things, then the tzedakah should provide him with that, because you're supposed to give a person demech sora sheyach solo, whatever it is that he's missing. And we do not say, just make your Shabbos into a weekday rather than accept help from other people. Because we only say that about someone who didn't need to take from tzedakah at all. So you have two meals worth, rather than take from tzedakah, just eat those two meals. But a person who's anyway taking from tzedakah, we give him whatever a normal person is going to need, including all three meals. And the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm aware that there are are some communities where they only provide two meals worth when people come to collect from tzedakah, that Tomchei Shabbos only takes care of two meals. Wrong, says the Mishnah Berurah. It's not proper that they're doing that, especially in the summertime when you have these long Shabbos days. So what's a person going to do? He's going to have a meal on Friday night, a meal Shabbos morning. He's going to go the whole day without eating. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch comes to tell me, if you have a little bit of your own, try to be a little more frugal during the week in order to be ma'anik Shabbos properly. Because you have the ability to do that. Don't say it's good enough for me that I'll just have a little kasa de harsana, a little something extra. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says spend less throughout the week so you'll have something for Shabbos. And the Tazen tells Shabbos, and others say that even someone who's extremely desperate, who technically fits into category 3, where he's potter from 3 sudos and he's potter from having a little extra. He should try to push himself into category 2, meaning even someone who's in category 3 who has very, very little and would otherwise have to eat only 2 seudos should push himself and spend a little less during the week and work a little harder and make a few extra dollars to be able to push himself into category 2 so he could have 3 meals and a kasa daharsana and a little bit of something extra. The Bir Halacha in Siman Reish Pei Ches is pointed out in the Dirsha over here, discusses whether the Isra of fasting on Shabbos is an Isra Midrabanan or an Isra Midaraisa. So that probably relates back to the discussion we had at the beginning of this Sif Katan as far as whether the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos is a mitzvah Daraisa or only a mitzvah Midivere Kabbalah. We also mentioned that Chapsa Big Nafkamina, that if it's not a mitzvah Midaraisa, then other mitzvahs Daraisa will overpower the mitzvah of Onek Shabbos. So that's what the Bir Halacha points out over here in Dibra Maschal L'Chabed, that if you have workers who you owe money to, and there's a mitzvah min HaTorah to pay your workers on time, Pasuk says, B'yomo titein tzchara v'lo sova olav HaShemesh, that mitzvah midaraisa, to pay your workers on time, if by so doing it's going to cost you the ability to buy a third meal for Shabbos, or to be able to be mechabit Shabbos properly, you would take the mitzvah daraisa of paying the workers on time rather than being mechabed Shabbos properly. Now Sif Katan Beis, so the Shulchan Aruch said lechabed es haShabbos, you should honor the Shabbos. He says v'tov lizar shelo yivchos mishnei tavshilin. A chashev meal always consists of at least 2 cooked foods. Gam tov sheyochad b'kol suda mishalosh sudos dagim, and every meal of the 3 meals you should have fish. He says, "Im lo she'enosim lo lefitivol shesonan." Unless you really don't like fish, v'Shabbos lo nignitivol tzar. Because if you really don't like fish, you should realize you're supposed to enjoy Shabbos. You're not supposed to put yourself in suffering over Shabbos. Ukel kaman sim reish peches. Imocher hadog miyakrin hashar. So even though you're supposed to have fish, if we see that all the fish stores start charging a lot of money for fish, nachol nasakin shlo yiknu dagim ezer Shabbos satsiyam hashar al mekomo. So in order to encourage them to lower the prices, then the local community rabbanim, the local vaj, should make a takana that nobody needs to eat fish this Shabbos until the prices stabilize. That it has to be a significant increase, the Berhetiv says, in the price of fish in order for us to make such a takana that people should not buy fish for Shabbos. However, in the El Yerab and the Prima Gadim say, even if the prices are only slightly elevated, we should make a takana for the aniyim. Old kasuv sham dein b'zem yishum bitul mitzvas onek diyesh la'anik haShabbos machal machirim. And don't worry, if you don't have fish, it's not like you're not doing onek Shabbos. You could do onek Shabbos with other foods. Im tikkun lesa lechol dagim kamish basas ve'echod kana mikodem mutter. And when we do make such a takana not to buy fish, if a guy happens to have fish in his freezer that was bought from previously, we're not going to tell him that he's not allowed to eat the fish. He is still allowed to enjoy the fish. Let's just do Sif Katan Gimel as well. The Misha Hashah says the Mishnah Berurah Umayrik She'inlo Mashkonos Lilvos Aleihem, that when we said that if a person is very, very desperate, so it's rather he should make his Shabbos like a weekday rather than to collect tzedakah, that's only if he doesn't have any mashkon with which to borrow. If he has something that he can give as a collateral, like he's very poor, he has no money, but he has a chasen watch. When he got engaged, his father-in-law bought him a watch, so he can give that as a mashkon in order to borrow money. You should borrow money to be able to enjoy Shabbos, rather than, meaning go into debt over it, rather than not have special things for Shabbos. Ubelo mashkon en yoch lahasik di lavach yitzarech luvels kadei shal vatal mitzvah sonik Shabbos kumar shomar chazal shomar kodesh baruch hu banai levu alai vani pareya. We're supposed to have the bitachon that kodesh baruch hu promises us that you could borrow money against this and Hashem will pay us back for the onik Shabbos. So if a person at least has a mashkon, he would sooner have to borrow money rather than to make his Shabbos like a weekday. So let's just summarize very quickly what we learned today. So we spoke about the mitzvah of onik Shabbos, where the Mishnah Berurah says that it some Rishonim hold it's a mitzvah midar raisa, but it's certainly at least a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. And we pointed out that there are three different levels of onik Shabbos that are described by Chazal. There's the onik Shabbos of having the best, the fanciest food, and that's certainly for someone who could afford that. Then there is to have three meals and a little something extra, and we said that in order to be able to achieve that, a person should spend less during the week in order to be able to achieve three meals and a little something extra. And then we said that if a person has nothing except for two meals, he should have the two meals rather than have to collect tzedakah in order to have three meals. However, the Mishnah Berurah said, if you're anyway going to be collecting tzedakah, the tzedakah has a responsibility to give you three meals worth for Shabbos. And then we had also mentioned in Sivkat and Beis that you should try to have fish at all three meals. That's why the minhag of gefilte fish and minhag of tuna at Shalosh Shudas, right? That we try to have fish for all three meals of Shabbos, provided that you enjoy eating fish. If you really don't like it at all, then it's not going to be an oneg. You're not supposed to be mitzari yourself. And we spoke about the concept of making takanos in order to make sure that people could afford fish. And then in Sivkat and Gimel, we said that you even have to borrow money in order to be able to have three meals on Shabbos and to have a proper sense of Onek Shabbos. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the end of Si'if Aleph and continue in Sivkat and Dalet through Zion in the Mishnah Berurah.